Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast for the ages to help families in crisis and relationships that need it. So we're going to get started right after it. Hello and welcome. So the topic today is check your feelings at the door before you get hurt. So this is my topic for today. And so what I would like to tell you is we have a great program that would really like to enhance your life. This is our mission in life. You know what? I have online courses that really enhance and will put your life to the next level. So I would love to tell you a little story about my life and situations and happenings that created not a very good feeling within me. So, as I said, I'd like to tell you a little story. So, about the things that hurt us and the words people use that we believe that are hurting us. See, every time someone would say a negative word towards me, I would react with a sad face or an angry look on my face. It looked like I was upset, and people would ask me, "What's wrong with you? Are you okay today?" And I'm talking about when I was very young, even up to when I was a teenager. You know what? Tell you the truth, even when I'm an adult. So, well, what I realized was I was hiding my pains in my heart about my inner thoughts that affected my feelings. So why was this painful for me? Because I had past pains that was barreling inside me. You know what? I didn't want to face, just like a racehorse running down a racetrack. But I thought to myself, why do I need to feel this way? Until I figure out that my thoughts were directly attached to my feelings from the past. Until somebody showed me the way. That it doesn't need to be that hard, it doesn't need to be that difficult, and it doesn't need to be that way. You know what? What this path really towards happiness, to our dreams, to our purpose, can be pure bliss in our lives. A few years ago, I found a solution that moved me and my thoughts to a different way of thinking, different place. Because most people think it's impossible to be truly happy in our feelings, in our thoughts, in our lives. So that is the secret of inner happiness. And how do you find it? For one, you take responsibility for everything in your life. Everything. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Because when you start blaming other people, that means you're not taking responsibility. So I'm just like to tell you, I just got off Facebook and I canceled my account. You know, that was one of those hardest things I've ever done in my life. But I tell you the truth. When I said it to my wife and she said, "Okay, so when are you going to do it?" And I said, "Well, I'll do it tomorrow." "Well, what's the point? You said you're going to do it, so why don't you do it now?" And then I was like, "Oh, wow, okay. And I was stuttering away. I was like, "Oh, okay, well, I might as well do it right now." So half an hour later, I decided, just went through the process. But one of my point is what she said to me, it was like, oh, put me in a corner. And I felt a little bit unsure in my feelings. And I was like, oh, those are my thoughts. How is that going to affect me? So I just went and canceled it. So back in my past, so I would allow these thoughts and words that people were saying to me to affect me. And how was it affecting me? Well, it was affecting my health, my confidence, because I thought they were trying to hurt me. But in truth, it was my own pain that was creating the pain. So when somebody says something to you and they may be upset with you, they're not trying to hurt you. We created that situation. We created that situation. They're just showing us They're just showing us what we need to see. And that all comes back to the past when we were little kids. We felt uncomfortable when our parents would get mad at us, or I was forced to work on the farm and I just didn't like it. So one of those things is, or my mother would say something or my father would say something. So you're going to go to bed early tonight because you didn't do your chores, or you're not going to have your friends over because you didn't do this. So I had these thoughts in my mind, if I didn't do something, that I was going to get in trouble or somebody was going to try to hurt me. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Yes, accept those feelings. And now I do. I accept those feelings. Oh, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. They're not trying to hurt me. They're just showing me what past pains I have. Now I can see them right away. I can feel them right away. Oh, thank you for sharing. Those are my past pains. And after a while, they just start disappearing. And they have. So, and when they do come up, then it's another past pain. So how do you heal those? Well, in our program, we do guide people through that process of really getting them to that clear clarity of how to be happy within themselves. Because you could be happy by doing something. You can be happy by having something. But the truth is, be happy means be happy with who you are. Because there's a do, means you're doing something to be happy. There's have, having something to be happy. So you can go buy a car because I want to have that. I can go to my job because I want to do my job. But the actual live your life for yourself is be yourself. No matter what, be happy for what you have, what you do, what you be. It's not what you do, but that's part of it all. So be happy for yourself. Be happy for yourself, because only one person can make you happy. Only one person. And I think everybody knows who that one person is, and that's ourselves. Because no one else can make us happy except for ourselves. So go and make yourself happy one step at a time. But face it, look at yourself in a mirror and look deep into yourself. It means look into your eyes. And I'm talking about your own eyes. And what do you see? It means you see yourself. There's no one else in the picture. There's no one else in front of the mirror except for you. So mirror yourself, look at yourself, and care for yourself. Love yourself. And say to yourself, nothing is going to hurt me. The only person that's hurting me is me. So nothing is going to hurt me. The only person that's going to hurt me is me. This is one of those key success moments in your life that you will really start to shift your plane of thinking, your thoughts, and your beliefs about who you are and why you're here. Because we were born happy. We were born happy. We didn't become happy. We were born happy. We become unhappy due to circumstances, situations, coming from others. It means parents, neighbors, grandparents, friends, husbands or wives. So release those past pains to move you forward to the next level of clarity in your life. So we're going to be right back after this. Welcome back to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages. So we're going to do a little recap of what we talked about today. It's all about taking responsibility, for one. So take responsibility 100% for your reality, means your life. What was this past pain that I had? Like I said, was from people saying negative words to me, negative thoughts, that I thought they were trying to hurt me. No one's trying to hurt you. Everybody's trying to do good for you. That's the point. Is look in the mirror and care for yourself. Look in the mirror and care for yourself 100%. And your life will be much clearer, much happier, and towards the future. So create the life that you've always wanted, you always desired, in your life, in your family's life, and the people around you. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast of the ages that will guide you to that next level of clarity in your life. So we'll be back next Monday, ready to rock and roll. Everybody have a great weekend or a great week and have a great day. Bye-bye. And we're out.